I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests against strict anti-virus measures in China spread to Hong Kong on Monday, with crowds gathering at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and Central District to pay tribute to the victims of a fire in northwest China. There were references to Shanghai, where earlier protests took place as a tribute to the victims of the fire. Floral tributes were also placed in Central, where protesters gathered, held blank papers in front of their faces. An Iranian general has acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. The activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. Meanwhile, the third round of consultations for the peace process in the Democratic Republic of Congo, facilitated by the East Africa Regional Bloc, have begun in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, with a plan to discuss reforms that will facilitate disarmament of rebel groups.
To identify, firstly, the political process and institutional reforms necessary to create an environment conducive for the disarmament of armed groups at regional, national, and provincial level.
Former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was the facilitator of Monday talks. Leaders who attended a summit last week called for a